local news update this hour comes from Small Box Web Design at smallboxweb.com. And here to bring us up to date, once again, is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Indiana State Police, Homeland Security, IOSHA, and the company responsible for putting up the stage are among the groups investigating Saturday's State Fair stage roof collapse. At the center of the investigation right now seems to be a question of inspections. Are they required? And if so, who's responsible? While the Indiana State Fair reopened Monday, it isn't exactly back to business as usual. WFYI's Marianne Holland reports.
The debris of the stage remains intact at the grandstand because of police investigations, and many fairgoers are stopping by a makeshift memorial under the grandstand bleachers where flowers, photos, and candles have been placed in memory of those who died. Deborah Mullema of Indianapolis was among the onlookers.
Well, even though this has happened and it's a tragic, the fair is only open for so long, and yet we need to enjoy what we have here. And even though we've lost those who are gone now, we still can remember.
Mullema had planned on being at the fair Monday for a rodeo, but it was canceled as a result of the accident. For WFYI News, I'm Marianne Holland.
And the Janet Jackson and Lady Antebellum concerts have been canceled. An announcement is expected today on the moving of Maroon 5 and Train to a different venue. Five people were killed, 45 injured. The youngest, 3-year-old Maggie Mullen, who has more surgery scheduled today at Riley Hospital. Her mother, who was also hurt Saturday night, says Maggie has a serious arm injury.
They haven't given me a guarantee either way. We're hoping that she'll have use of her arm, full use of her arm, but they can't guarantee that right now.
David Wood was in the crowd and one of the people who rushed in to help, and he says the night is still a blur, but he remembers helping Maggie.
The little girl's one. And she really stuck in my mind when I seen her arm kind of dangling there. And I've learned today that she's doing well and she's going to have another surgery tomorrow. It's still sinking in and I'm still trying to get myself together.
The Indiana State Fair has created a special fund after donations that so far total in the thousands of dollars started coming in. Donations will benefit the families of the five people who died and the others injured. The fund will be administered by the Indiana State Fair Commission and the Central Indiana Community Foundation. A southern Indiana sheriff is suing his own county in a bid to get the money he claims to need to properly run his department and jail. Clark County Sheriff Danny Rodden filed a lawsuit Monday asking the courts to require the county council to provide him with at least $1.6 million. The council president of the council doesn't have the money to help. Clark County government has been struggling with the fiscal crisis since last year. And the mayor of Elkhart is asking his city council to approve spending $8,500 to preserve a mural depicting the history of medicine around the world. Mayor Dick Moore says an art gallery recommended that the city do anything it can to preserve the mural. It's 70 feet long in the main office building of the former Bayer Corporation campus, now owned by the charity Feed the Children. Feed the Children plans to demolish the building. An Indiana college is taking a proactive approach to deal with the rising cost of higher education. Wayne Pratt has more inside Indiana business.
Grace College in Winona Lake is launching an accelerated degree program this fall. Students who maintain at least a 3.0 grade point average will have the option of graduating with a bachelor's degree in 3 years and a master's in 4. Provost Bill Kadup says the program has helped enrollment grow this year by more than 20% and believes increased enrollment should help offset any revenue loss from students completing their degrees in a shorter period.
About 47% of the incoming class have indicated some interest in the three-year model. Now, we don't think everybody will do it. Obviously, your revenue question, if half the students did it, you know, we'd be in trouble on revenue. We don't think that many will.
Kadup also says steps have been taken to ensure the quality of a Grace College degree is not diminished if completed in less than the traditional 4 years. A major economic development announcement is planned for this morning in Indianapolis. Web-based consumer review company Angie's List is expected to add to its workforce. Governor Mitch Daniels and Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard are expected to attend the announcement. We will have more details this afternoon on Inside Indiana Business Radio. Congressman Joe Donnelly will hold his second annual job fair today in South Bend. Last month, he hosted a job seeker workshop in Elkhart. Today's job fair is at IU South Bend. Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI is made possible by the following.
A powerful combination of experience and innovation has made Indiana a leader in life sciences. More about how BioCrossroads is fueling growth is available at biocrossroads.com, where ideas find life.
Impact the business world with a degree from the Evening MBA program at the Kelly School of Business, Indianapolis. The program combines classroom learning with professional experience to produce an education unique to Indianapolis' urban campus. Learn more at kelly.iupui.edu.
An Indiana location being vacated by Borders won't be empty for long. Here's reporter Andy Ober.
Books A Million plans to open a new store in Merrillville at Westfield Southlake in a location formerly occupied by Borders. The retailer says the new store will be its sixth location in Indiana and its 236th nationwide. The store is tentatively scheduled to open in early fall. Borders is liquidating all of its remaining stores in Indiana and throughout the nation. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
A prominent Lafayette businessman who was the person who gave C-SPAN founder Brian Lamb his start in broadcasting has died. Henry Rosenthal owned radio stations in Lafayette for 25 years, and before that, he owned a clothing store in the Tippecanoe County City. Lamb has credited some of the lessons learned from Rosenthal as key elements in the development of C-SPAN. Henry Rosenthal was 92. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
WFYI weather today and tomorrow mostly sunny with highs near 85. Tonight clear, low 61. Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 86. And Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny with highs near 87. Right now, it's sunny, 64 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It's almost 8:38 now. In sports, the Colts have a couple of practices today up in...